Your taxes hold the key.
Motorists, you can now pay your motor vehicle certificate of fitness fees online. It's easy. Visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. Have your TRN and a valid credit card to complete the transaction. Print your receipt, then proceed to any Island Traffic Authority ITA location to have the receipt validated. The service is currently available at the following locations: Solofield Road, Spanish Town Road, Harbourview Weighing Station, St. Thomas, Spanish Town, Maypen, Mandeville, St. Anne's Bay, and Montego Bay. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we break down antimicrobial resistance. Antimicrobial resistance, AMR, is the ability of a microorganism to prevent antibiotics, antivirals, and antimalarials from working against it. As a result, standard treatments become ineffective against microbes such as bacteria, viruses, and some parasites. Infections persist and may spread to others. The Ministry of Health is urging the public to take greater responsibility in the use of antibiotics to prevent the further occurrence of AMR. The Ministry's National Surveillance Unit received 196 reports of multi-drug-resistant organism infections in 2016. The medical diagnoses related to multi-drug-resistant organisms, including urinary tract infections, bronchopneumonia, burns to the body, surgical procedures, and wound infections.
According to WHO, many of the medical breakthroughs of the last century could be lost through the spread of antibiotic resistance, and that previously curable infectious diseases may become untreatable and spread throughout the world. The ripple effects of antibiotic resistance are enormous, and when medications do not work as they should, the treatment process takes longer. This results in longer hospital stays. It results in increased costs for hospitalization and care, and it will also be an increased burden on families where you may have disability or even death.
Permanent Secretary in the Health Ministry, Sancia Bennett-Templer. The World Health Organization, WHO, reports that over 400,000 people develop multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis each year, and drug resistance is starting to complicate the fight against HIV and malaria. Director of the WHO's Secretariat for Antimicrobial Resistance, Mark Springer, outlined some actions stakeholders can take to slow down AMR. Doctors and nurses are being urged to avoid prescribing or dispensing antibiotics unless absolutely necessary. It's estimated that in half of all cases, antibiotics are prescribed for conditions caused by viruses where they do no good. The WHO expert says antibiotics should only be taken when prescribed by a health professional and that they should be taken till the end of the prescribed time. Even if you feel better, stopping treatment early promotes the growth of drug-resistant bacteria. Farmers and other stakeholders in the agricultural sector are also being advised by the WHO to ensure antibiotics given to animals are used wisely. They should only be used to treat infectious diseases and under veterinary supervision. Misuse of antibiotics in livestock, aquaculture, and crops is a key factor contributing to antibiotic resistance and its spread into the environment, food chain, and humans. Clean and uncrowded conditions and vaccination of animals can reduce the need to use antibiotics. What would you like to get the facts on? Send feedback to radio at jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan, and on behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, we're inviting you to join us again next time for more.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm. Email info at childprotection.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.